On Pat and Heels for Breakfast, it's time for the Racing Queensland update. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Check out racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today.
We're about to get to Chris Nelson. Peach, welcome back. Haven't heard from Peach for a while, but we are the Navy Blues. My voice is now sore from chanting the Blues anthem.
I'd say we haven't heard from Peach since early September when you got belted by the Lions.
Chris Nelson, a very good morning to you. Congratulations on tipping fire again, Celestial Legend. What a win in the Randwick Guineas.
Yeah, it was a terrific win. Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Heels. And I was on the Gold Coast on the weekend, but not for the races. I went down to watch the Tigers play the Suns, and I was watching that race on my phone, and he just kept sticking his head out. They were coming from left, right and centre, but he wouldn't give in, would he, Celestial Legend? And Les Bridge now says he's the best horse he's ever trained. So there you go.
Wow. On the local front, a little disappointing, the Gold Coast track. There was a lot of kickback. It looked like sand. It made it tough, the back markers. But we got the Mashanis home. And look, Crooks and Ross, they're a formidable combination, aren't they?
They are. And they got the big one, or one of the big ones, with Mashani Aloha. And SEN track zone, or SENQ zone. Sam Collett, of course, right in the winner there. Yes. So well done to Sam. And it was a really good day too for the girls, because the three-year-old race went to a party for two, ridden by Nikita Berryman, who, of course, is on the comeback trail after an injury. She'd been off the scene for quite some time. So well done to both ladies there. And, yeah, you're right, Paddy, they put a lot in. Mike Crook certainly does, and Les Ross does a great job with those Mashanis. And they finished first and third. So they collected big time there on Saturday.
Well, I giggled when Les sort of says, I'm minimal riding instructions I give. He probably can't remember. Oh, the purple one goes to the front. The green one, you on the green one, you go back. It just must be unbelievable setup.
Yeah, I feel sorry for the poor race callers.
Oh, they do a good job, don't they? I mean, they do a really good job as it is, let alone with that thrown into the mix. So, yeah, maybe Les Hills just gets them in a corner, all the jockeys, and says, all right, guys, just do whatever you got to do. But, why bother giving instructions? And he said next year in the dual races he's looking to have probably hopefully 10 horses in each race, because he's going to concentrate more on those races than the Magic Millions, because the prize money sort of weighs him out of the equation for Magic Billions. So there you go.
Yep, exactly right. Hey, we probably should give a wrap to Stewie Kendrick as well. Five winners yesterday at Sunny Coast, yeah.
Five, and he was nosed out in the last race. That photo took forever, so it could have almost been six winners at the Sunny Coast yesterday. And he is on fire, Stuart Kendrick. He just keeps training winner after winner, and he's brought that Sunny Coast form to town now. He's training doubles many weeks, or most weeks. So good luck to Stuart. He's a great bloke and does a terrific job.
And has he got two sons that are training with him?
He has. Yeah. Yep, he's got two sons, and they've got into the syndication business as well, and they've done very well also. So, yeah, the family would be pretty happy at the moment, Heels.
And how did the slipper trial go?
It was one hell of a race. Switzerland got the money. He was too good in the end, and he now has basically paired out with Storm Boy as favourite for the Golden Slipper in 2 weeks' time. And the decision will be made today whether Ryan Moore or which horses Ryan Moore rides, or James McDonald rides. There's two of them, obviously, Storm Boy and Switzerland. They're the two jockeys in the mix. Who rides which one at this stage is unknown. I don't think if you're either jockey, you wouldn't really care, would you? I'll take either of those, thanks.
Well, I'm not giving up on Straight Charge yet either, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Tougher run, I thought.
Okay.
Now this week we start off with Mackay. We're racing today in Mackay, so we've obviously got a very busy week on the Queensland calendar.
We have, and we've got a meeting every day. So Mackay, as you mentioned today, Paddy, Warwick tomorrow, 10 races at Warwick tomorrow, Doomben on Wednesday, Aquas Bow Desert on Thursday, the Sunshine Coast Poly Track Friday night, Townsville during the day, so day night of there Friday. Eagle Farms, our main meeting on Saturday, Ipswich as well, Rockhampton up north and Toowoomba in the Twilight Zone, and no Sunshine Coast meeting on Sunday. We're having that meeting at Gatt, and it's been transferred with the continued renovations to that track after all the rain we've had up this way.
Brilliant. All right, mate.
The committee won't know what to do.
Well, you're in
fine. On a Sunday, they won't. They'll have to spend time at home.
You're in wonderful tipping form. We'll wait until Wednesday and get your head around that, and we'll speak to you then.
Look forward to it, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, Chris.
Check out the racingqueensland.com.au for where Queensland is racing today and right the way through the week.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.